From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Weeknights, 9 to midnight, Jeff Rentz is right here on the GCN Radio Network, veteran radio broadcaster of, 13, 14, 15 years. And, of course, before that, TV news producer. We are very honored to have him with us for the next hour and 51 and a half minutes. I know we've got loaded phones from the last hour. We'll get to your calls. Jeff doesn't take calls normally on his program. It's an interview-driven show. He interviews me once a month. We're having such a good interview Monday night. I'm on with him once a month on that, fourth Monday. It was such a great interview. I said, Jeff, I'm pushing your arm. You got to come on. He doesn't do other radio interviews. He doesn't take calls. So this is a double blue moon here for everybody today. His website is rentz.com. We have a big fat link to it up on Infowars.com right now. Jeff, great to have you here with us.
Thank you. I've got my arm in a sling. You did twist it, but I'm here. It's all right.
There's so much to talk about, but your view on what the New World Order is, what this elite society is doing, what their master plan is, basically the climate of the world today from your unique perspective.
You know, thanks for the kind words, by the way. And yes, I did spend 12 years as a television news producer, news anchorman, news director, and I saw back then, and this is in the 80s, where it was going. And where it was going was into the pocket of the controllers. News became product. It wasn't news anymore. Celebrity and fame and notoriety became the driving force between, I'd say, that and a little bit of journalism, but it drove most everyone who was in the news business to get into the news business. It used to be in the old days, you'd go to Hollywood and want to become a star in the films and then television, but that became almost an unreachable goal for most people. So they found a shortcut, and the shortcut was to get on the nightly news on your local news channel. Stand up close in the field as a reporter or even an anchorman or anchorwoman in time, and that was it. And I'd bring many, many people into the business. And almost invariably, within a month or two, they would be sending out behind my back, not that I cared, videotapes to stations in larger cities trying to climb the ladder of stardom. They were never happy. And there are some who are, but the idea is to get in and go as high as you can. And it just got to be ridiculous. We've talked about this before, Alex, and I just one day decided I'd had enough. And walked away from it after a very successful career and some very nice offers. I just said, this is not for me, it's a lie. So I walked away and stayed away for a couple of years and then decided that talk radio was really the last chance to reach people and to reach them at a level on a basis that they could really react to, and that's the mental basis, the mind, theater of the mind, so to speak. So we were doing that and started the program, and I went into a... And for those of you wondering how you get into this business, how I did it, just so you'll know, and there are always ways for people who want to achieve. I don't care what venue of life you're involved in or where you want to go. If you want it, you'll get it. It's that simple. No one will come knocking on your door, as Alex will be the first to tell you, and say, here's this nice career. Would you like it? No, I went to a local radio station in Santa Barbara and found that they had some time available to rent, so to speak, or to buy. So I purchased a Sunday night three-hour slot and did my own program, just started doing it, and that's how it worked. And then from there, one thing led to another, and here I am, and talking direct to the underground. Is it underground, your bunker, or is it above ground?
That's right. Here in the Central Texas Command Center.
That's right. It sounds like Giuliani's Command Center in WTC-7, but I know it's not anything as luxurious as that. Listen, I got a question. When we first connected about 7 or 8 minutes ago on the phone, your theme music at the top of the hour, I'm going to guess, was that Shostakovich?
You know, I don't know. I hear classical music. I hear stuff I like, and I just say, stick that in the show.
And I think it was a piece from a Shostakovich symphony. And that's an interesting story in and of itself. Dmitri Shostakovich was...
He was Russian, right?
Absolutely. I grew up at the...
And then he was persecuted and had
yep,
to...
Yep.
Yeah, actually it is. Now you're spurring my memory, sure.
Yeah, he grew up at the foot of the Lenin-Stalin machine and was writing his music, actually reflective of the spirit and dignity and freedom of the human soul, but he couched it in terms that the Soviet proletariat, the communists, never really figured it out. He was very shrewd and very smart. His music sounded patriotic, but what he was really doing was mocking them and putting them down for their hideous, deadly, genocidal policies of control and mental subjugation. But some great music, Shostakovich. Anyway, I just thought I'd toss that out there.
Jeff, the other night when I was on your broadcast, we were talking about the young people, how they wear a mask. And I think this is really a key to understanding things, because I remember being 3-4 years old and consciously realizing that I was make-believing. You know, when you have a make-believe friend, or when you're acting like Superman or a pirate in the backyard with your friends, and right, you're playing a role. And then I figured out that most adults today are literally playing out roles. As you said, everything is like a mask they put over their face. Madison Avenue, and again, this is the key to the shallowness that has pervaded and taken over our once great society. Americans were known for being authentic and real and informed, and now we're known as the opposite, as being a bunch of hollow zombies. But they tell the women they're inadequate when they're 10 years old.
Well, that's a very important point. And now kids, rather than pretending to be pirates and so forth, pretend they're Britney Spears and Michael Jackson and God, well, not him, excuse me. Pick another male role model, but you get the picture. Their idols are all from the media. And in the old days, we used to kind of make up our own idols. That was interesting. There is an attack on self-esteem amongst our children. Our children are literally being bombarded with images all the time
to make them feel inadequate.
Because
once they do that, then they're able to sell you what will make you adequate.
Precisely. It's a setup. It's a complete setup. Self-esteem is completely destroyed in children, and what they're left with is this hollow emptiness. And what do they fill it with? They fill it with images and imagery and personalities and little cliched messages and pieces of personalities that they see on the television. Now, what this means to most young people is that they end up with a mask, as you said, a complete exterior shell, which has nothing whatsoever to do with what is really inside of them as an individual on the planet. And what is really inside of most of them as an individual on the planet is the simple fact that they have no knowledge of who they are. They've never been allowed to grow as individuals. They've never been allowed to grow as unique beings.
They also, and I want you to elaborate on this because I've heard you speak to it, they don't have any real mission in life. You know, people say they have this big God-shaped vacuum in their life, and I agree it's there, but you're not going to find it at the big mega church out on the highway telling you to worship George Bush or, you know, worship world government and render unto Caesar, the things that are Caesar's and submit. The real mission is what's in our DNA, how God designed us, is to want to build, want to craft, want to create, to be artists. And more importantly, to stand up for the weak, to have values, to go through adversity, to explore. I mean, this is the last final frontier on this planet. Is the fight against the New World Order. It is the real adventure. It is empowering to go up against this tyranny. And at the base of human psyche is survival. And they've really taken the survival mechanism away from people. Folks just don't even have any idea what it is to be human.
You know how they've done that. They've taken away accountability. When little Johnny or little Mary falls down or screws up, oh, it's not your fault, it's okay, don't worry. There's no accountability, basically. Now, there are exceptions. There's some wonderful parents out there. But most families don't hold their children accountable for their behavior anymore. They give up and they give in because the children are taught to defy authority and ally themselves with their peers, who are all equally as corrupt in their own self-perceptions.
And you brought that up. That is absolutely central. If you watch Fox TV, and it's every TV show, the male role model is stupid, decadent, yeah, he's untrue,
and
he's unfaithful.
He's subservient to the female. They're always lesser.
And that's exactly the slave training manuals from Rome and then later in the Caribbean of bringing the women into the house, making them the servant of the system. And it is any surprise now that Gloria Steinem admits that Miss Magazine and her whole operation was CIA.
CIA, yep. And it's hard for people to accept the fact that this has not happened by some kind of devolution of our society. It hasn't. It's been fomented, planned, and implemented at a very high level by some people who are brilliant. And this, of course, traces right back to Charlotte Iserbeet's magnificent achievement, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, her book, in which she literally documents over the last century every conference, every key agreement, all the people involved with the reconstitution of the American government school system to produce not individuals, not to encourage individual achievement and uniqueness, but to encourage groupthink and hive mentality. And folks, some of you who listen to me, and I think Alex and I may have talked about this the last time I was on the program, if you ever want to see what's going on at your children's high school or junior high school, and I urge all of you parents to get involved, go and watch one of the dances. Go chaperone one of the high school dances, for example, and watch what you see. It'll scare the hell out of you. These kids do not dance anymore. They get together on the floor as one hive, and they begin moving almost in unison as one to the beat of a 100 to 110 decibel minimum DJ up on stage playing song after song, track after track for 3 hours nonstop, with no timeouts to get to talk to each other, never mind the fact that at least half the kids at the dances I went to, and this is an upper-middle-class area I live in, were on drugs, obviously. In fact, I saw one girl came over to me, and I'm a chaperone sitting on the side watching what's going on, and she went to her purse and pulled out a little pill box and started handing out, I assume, ecstasy tablets to three or four of her friends, and she looked at me and saw me there and just smiled like I wasn't even there. They don't care. There's no accountability. There's no fear. There's really nothing but wide open, endless behaviors. And they're not, they're just not tracked.
But it's just like the parable in Pinocchio. They get them over on the island, get them partying, get them drunk, and then load them onto slave ships.
You got it. They're slaves, of course, and they'll never realize it. They'll be the last to know.
Well, that's really the key. You submit to the government, and then you rebel against everyone else. We'll be right back with Jeff Rentz.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that a semi-secret organization called the Council on Foreign Relations was founded in 1921 by Marxist Colonel Edward Mandel House, who was the personal advisor to President Woodrow Wilson? Its objective was to capture the foreign policy section of the State Department to help direct U.S. influence in the overthrow of targeted nations for communism. They were successful in the overthrow of Cuba and the Union of South Africa and many others. They control foreign policy in America this very moment in time. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and how they'll affect you by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning
Jeff, I want to get into the Iraq war, get your take on that. I want to talk about the surveillance grid going into place. I got a Lou Dobbs clip about 3 minutes long about the North American Union, which you've been covering for over a decade, and, of course, take calls. But getting back to the central issue of the dumbing down, they literally have mesmerized a large portion of the population, as you know, to where they cannot engage in critical thinking and where people emotionally think they can basically choose their own reality. I mean, I had a caller who calls in routinely yesterday, and I got emails saying there is no North American Union, we're lying, that Dick Cheney's a good conservative. And then meanwhile, you've got all these individuals out there who just think they go through life never being involved in their government, never being informed about their government. I mean, how do they think they're going to be free or even have any semblance of liberty if they're not involved?
They're not thinking. They're just not thinking. They're reacting. This is a reactive society, not a proactive society. People now, and you know, I remember years ago when I first saw people using remote controls in television. Television scared me enough when I was in college, and then when the remote controls came out, I said, this is really the beginning of the end. This is mass hypnosis of a culture, of a society, and a world, in fact, because the Chinese, as you know, the Communist Chinese, had as a goal that they wanted a television in every single household in China by the end of the year 2001, and they made it. They understand that television is the most powerful, absolutely astonishing weapon ever unleashed on humankind. It is beyond belief.
And that's
people
the key. It is a psychological warfare weapon. You know, the UT psychology
sure
department,
yeah.
Much of it is classified and restricted, but I've been allowed into the unrestricted areas by one of the people high level there. And the whole thing's DARPA funded. They have whole departments publicly testing a flicker rate to mesmerize the population. I mean, do listeners out there understand it is a weapon?
Oh, it's a total weapon system. Even our best, well, and here's an example of how it works so well. 50% dropout rate at most American high schools now. By the time someone gets to the 12th grade, they're either gone.
50%+ illegitimacy, yeah. Now in births.
Sure, sure. Now, the results are all over the map. All you have to do is look and honestly evaluate what's going on. You can see why. A kid is born. And as I've said so many times, the very first time a family, a mother or a father or both, put their child at the age of 6-8 months in front of a flickering television screen, that is the beginning of the programming of that child away from whatever values the parents hope to instill within that child.
And that
takes
us back to what you were saying earlier, Jeff. And that is that everything is about turning the man against the woman, the black against the white. Everything is about turning the north against the south. Everything is about...
It's divide and rule, Alex. We've talked about this forever. It's the oldest tactic of all. Divide, separate. And, there was a program on... I got to do this one, too. There was a program, I can't remember the name of it now. I haven't watched television literally or even quasi-routinely or regularly or even infrequently for 20 years. There was a program, a sitcom, a primetime sitcom. Might have been on Fox. I don't remember what it was. But the man came home from work, And the woman, a dominant woman, dominant mother, which is a typical scenario in these soap operas, had the guy literally, and it was supposed to be funny, right? Had him get down on the floor like a dog. Okay, you're home from work, now get down on the floor. And she put a leash on him, a collar on him.
That's Married with Children.
Thank you. I guess that was it. Yeah. You saw it too?
Oh, anyway. Well, I mean, every show on Fox does that. The man
okay.
is a criminal.
Yeah,
the man
he's
is
a criminal.
Lazy. The
right.
man is bad.
He's a dog. He was a dog. And she led him up the stairs, made him jump up into the bed like a dog. Is it roll over? The guy, and I swear this is true. The guy rolls over on his back. She then ties his hands and feet to the four corners of the bed and then begins to gently whip him and flaunt him while sitting on top of him. This is primetime television for kids. What talk about imagery?
Now, Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. What, 80-plus percent of network advertising targets women because they're the main buyers? And again, we're social animals. We learn by watching other members of the pack, the tribe, the troop.
Especially if it's repeated 100,000 times over and over.
Exactly. And I challenge folks, within several minutes, the brain rate, and this is mainstream news, the brain rate lowers to a mesmerized sleep wavelength. You're literally hypnotized because of the flicker alone. Now, video
games. The flicker, let's not leave TV quite yet. The flicker alone. The brain operates at four basic levels, beta, alpha, theta, delta. Delta is absolute out of it deep sleep. Theta is napping, light sleep, barely conscious. The TV will take you down to alpha, theta, right in between number two and number three. And that's where it's got you, folks, because you can no longer exercise intellectual evaluation or judgment on the material going into your subconscious
mind. Exactly. Stay there. Well, this is absolutely key. We'll come back, and that's why I wanted to get Jeff here. He's an expert on this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. 1091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Rob, Dwayne, Dave, Greg, Ed, and everybody, we'll get to your calls here coming up in a little while. I want to play a Lou Dobbs clip and get Jeff Rince's take on it, but let's continue with television. Now, understand, I mean, I took some RTF in school, in college, and even the textbook admitted that the television's flicker mesmerizes. You can read mainstream medical reports, psychological reports, that the flicker brings you right down to the mesmerized state in between sleep and waking. Now, that is the exact area what Jeff Rince was just mentioning. Now, they found that video games, when youngsters, or anybody for that matter, plays a complex video game for more than 30 minutes, that most people go into an unnatural state that is below sleep, lower brain waves than ever existed. Now that was in big Tokyo papers. It was all over the news a few years ago. Remember the children all over the world were having seizures by the thousands every time the monster's eyes flashed red?
Kevin, hospital in Japan from that. That was a beta test, by the way, I'm convinced, to see the response.
Yeah, and what that happened, that was 7 years ago. You want to tell folks about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, television puts you into that state, as Alex was saying. Beta, alpha, theta, delta. It'll put you right down into deep theta, almost delta. Video games will take you below delta, apparently, into a new, uncharted territory of brainwave control and manipulation. But beyond that, now that state that you become quickly, it takes, I think, the first time you watch television, 90 seconds to get there. Thereafter, you can be induced into it within a matter of 5 to 10 seconds. Once you're in that state of quasi-sleep, you are no longer able to intellectually, rationally understand, process, judge, evaluate the material going into your senses. It goes right into your subconscious mind with no alteration, no filtration whatsoever. Okay, that's called programming. That is perfect. American television is the boob tube, and it controls our masses with very carefully filtered information. But beyond that, and Alex and I have talked about this, you've heard him talk about it, there is other technology that is utterly unregulated that is being used. It's embedded, it's enfolded in the sound, it's in the imagery, it's in the cadences of the flicker, but more importantly, it's in the cadences of the actual scenes used in especially television commercials. I used to watch kids' commercials, Alex. You got kids. And I used to take a paper and pencil and watch. A 30-second commercial would often have 50 to 60 different scenes in it. And the audio would be changing just about as rapidly. Now, when you do that to a 2- and 3-year-old child, you begin to develop within that child a dependence on that kind of audio and video amphetamine. And that's what it is. It's a meth speed addiction.
Well, they also admit that the average Westerner's attention span, and everybody you've read this, has gone now down from, decades ago it was an hour plus, now it's a few minutes.
Right.
And so I was two days ago, I was at the gym on the stair stepper, and they got all these big plasma screen TVs where I work out, and I'm watching ESPN, and everything's with timers now of 20 seconds. And so even for adults, everything is like
that. It's all pace. It's just cadence. It's an amphetamine-based society, and I don't mean the kind you swallow down your throat. You're being bombarded with it all the time. No wonder kids can't sit still in classroom, okay?
Well, let's explain that. The eyes basically are stalks that in embryo development grow out of the brain. The eyes are literally windows of the soul because they're literally a brain nerve that has grown out of your face. And it is literally accepting this as real information. And in the natural world and in all of human development and how God designed us, you would, you know, see a monkey in a tree, you'd see a tiger, you'd see a brook, you'd see your mate, you'd see your neighbors, and it was slow, it was reality. If something fast did happen, like a big cat rushing up on you, everything would slow down because your body would gear up and accelerate. Now it is unnaturally flashing all this at you and using violence, using sex, using key triggers in the mind, and it is a drug. It also then conditions you to not be able to respond to real threats in the real world.
Can't do it. You're right. No, it's total control. It's brilliant. These people are not stupid. And the technology involved in television and video games is, again, unregulated. It's, in fact, not even known by most people, except the people who are embedding it and enfolding it in the signals.
Oh, well, they taught 14 years ago or whatever in college, it was in the textbook that billboards have subliminals, that everything...
Everything does.
I mean, all over the place, and major studies have come out, and I'm not tooting our horn, it's true. Radio and reading increases your IQ, increases your knowledge because it exercises your brain. Let's explain why it does that, Jeff.
Well, because it forces you to be proactive. You're not getting everything served on a plate. When we say to you, a tiger, you must visually, in your mind, create the image of a tiger. You do it instantaneously. When you're watching television, you see the tiger. There's no challenge. Your brain does nothing. It simply reacts.
And that's why it puts you, one of the reasons, not just the flickering, exactly in the dream state. So when I talk about an image of all the data, all the purchases being collated, the Google software accessing your microphone, listening to you, you image that, and so it's developing the mind. Reading is even better than radio because you have to actually form it as you're visually reading it, and it's a whole nother. So you're exercising your brain muscle.
Now here's another one. Scientists have now proven that the greater the vocabulary that the individual holds and has developed, the greater that person enjoys life, is able to interact with life, and define life as a fabulous, wonderful, incredible experience. If you have a vocabulary of 500 to 1,000 words, your world is very myopic. There's nothing much going on. You've got tunnel vision. If you have a vocabulary of 10,000 words, the amount of definition you can lay on the images and perceptions you're taking in is almost limitless. It's extraordinary. So vocabulary is crucial. So
that
again,
is essential. You have just given them the key. Folks, they do autopsies on 100-year-old composers whose brain has shriveled down to nothing. Your brain starts dying at age 30. But they were total geniuses when they died and totally fulfilled, bouncing off the walls. But you take, there's now major scientific studies, mainstream. I mean, this is not debated. This is admitted that what's one of the things causing Alzheimer's isn't just the toxins. They've also found, even if you've been taking the flu shots full of the mercury, that it compounds by old people watching on average 6 hours plus of TV a day. So it's literally killing your brain.
Yeah, they're medicated too, of course, our old people. And then when we talk about content, few understand that in 1983, President Reagan signed one of those national security decision directives. It's number 77, and that formally began the process of our government taking control of the news media with the help of the friendly folks at the CIA. So they've been at this a long time. We go back to Northwoods, of course, in the 1960s, where the CIA bragged it could put any story it wanted on any news service in the United States within minutes, and they can do that now. And if people say, well, they can't control the media, Alex and I have been telling you for years that it takes one editor at AP or UPI or whatever news service you want, one editor at NBC News to literally kill a story, to shape the news that tens of millions will see and read. It's easy to do. It's not a problem for these people.
And I've met these people. They're on power trips. They say, well, the public doesn't need to know this. You know, we're the guardians of the system.
They're deciding for us what our lives should have and have not.
Now, I want to get more into television because I want people to realize that now they're going into these, and I've talked to Microsoft executives and others The plan is, and it's already come out now on the PlayStation 3 and the new Xbox.
You saw the riots for PlayStation 3, didn't you? To give you an idea of the addiction that our young people have to video escapism. The riots for PlayStation 3.
Oh, people being shot, stabbed, people
that's
running
right.
over the police, foaming at the mouth.
That's right. That's how severe, folks, and ingrained and insidious the addiction to this kind of, quote, entertainment this society is now enslaved to.
Well, I've talked to full-grown adults that run successful businesses, and they tell me, I played the game Hitman for 2 years. It's like I'm him. It's my accomplishment in my life. No, it's not real. It's a virtual reality. You're plugging yourself incrementally into the Matrix to the point of they riot whenever the new games come out. But they plan on the PlayStation 3 and 4 and 5, they plan on the new Xbox to be the center of the life where you wear these virtual reality headsets, you play games, as you said on the Monday show, with millions of other people simultaneously. More and more people are playing for 2-3 days at a time and dying at their machines.
Well, they're dying intellectually, if nothing else. But again, if the intellect is never properly allowed to grow, how do you kill it? There's nothing there. And that brings us to the point we brought up Monday, Alex, which is crucial. Our young people now are literally not only existing and growing and thriving in a virtual world, but they are virtual people. The mask that we used to put together for our personalities was at least predicated upon reality, real people, real events. The mask that our young people, in many cases, have assembled for themselves is derived strictly from MTV, from music videos, from video games, from video game heroes,
and
from
video game music. And the mask that we were...
That's
the mask
right.
that we were appropriating as we were young that then grew into something real, they were in an endless line stretching back in humanity developed from our actual trials and tribulations.
Correct. This what we're dealing with now is a virtual populace living in a virtual reality. These are not real people. These are assembled from things that do not exist. Our personalities were assembled from things that do exist or did exist, essentially. But it's different now. And I don't know where it's going to go, but I do know this. We can't tragically go back and reclaim it. The control is so damn dominant now, and our kids are so completely programmed. You don't even know who your kids are, folks, most of you parents out there. You don't know what your son or daughter are doing when they're 13, 14. You don't know how easily drugs are obtainable. LSD, meth, acid, it doesn't matter. Drugs are awash in this country.
And even if they don't get on those, now, what, 15% of the kids in this country, 8% globally, are on the psychotropics. The new Freedom Initiative just got its funding. The feds are pushing for psychological testing and drugging everywhere.
They are, and the trick questions, of course, the profiling of our elementary school children will follow them all the way through their lives. They're building dossiers on everybody.
Jeff, I want to again go back to what these video games are doing. You know, Philip K. Dick wrote, the futurist sci-fi writer in San Francisco that so many films are based on. He wrote about wireheads. Well, really, then Aldous Huxley wrote about wireheads, too, because his brother was working on it. Quote, where they could plug your head in to the pleasure centers and you'd never even want to get up and
That's
you
true.
Just starve to death. Well, people are now dying.
They're already doing that.
Dying playing the video games for 3-4 days. At a time, bringing him into such a mind control. And I remember playing, Mario Brothers when I was a teenager, and 2 hours would go by, and I would wake up like I was mesmerized with my hands sweating, and I still only played a few hours a week with my and all my friends who I'd grown up with, that's right when video games were getting big, didn't go play in the woods, didn't go play baseball anymore, didn't go they just sat there in their rooms drinking Coca-Cola, playing video games 15 hours a day. But I mean, I remember when I'd come visit my grandparents here in Austin, I would walk down to the local 7-Eleven store and play a video games there mm-hmm. until my money ran out. And I remember being so mesmerized because this is how they do it. It takes concentration to win the game and to get to level after level. So there's total concentration.
And what a thing to build self-esteem on, for God's sakes.
Exactly. Jeez. While the screen's flashing in a mesmerized point, mm-hmm. and now in the video games, it's all confiscate the guns. You're a UN soldier. America's under martial law. Torture people. Rape women.
And don't forget about hiring hookers and then killing them.
And getting bonus cash.
Oh, yeah, bonus cash. Can't forget that. No, this is all playing out perfectly for these people.
It is the Matrix, though. I mean, this is how they're tricking us. It's fashionable. It's cool. You get tied into it. The parents, I mean, look, even when I was a kid, people were out front. They were barbecuing. They were talking. There were block parties.
Hey, they were porches.
Exactly. Now I live, you know, in an old neighborhood. A middle class neighborhood. You drive by at night, all the windows glow blue.
Oh, yeah.
If you're up in a high rise visiting somebody, you look across the street. I talked to a guy. He said, back when I grew up in New York 30 years ago, you saw people fighting, talking, eating, living, even, and you see a TV on in the background. Now everyone sits and watches the television and doesn't. Folks, they've already got us in the Matrix.
In the Matrix, and most people actually sit in a subordinate position physically to the TV. The TV's a little higher than they are often in the room. They're looking up to it. So get the imagery. Understand that the aggression amongst our children today, I'm talking about 6-7-year-olds, is the hostility. It's incredible. And what happens to the kids who are sensitive? Where do they go? They go into the world of virtual reality. They go into the video games, they go into TV, they go into music video, or they put the headset on and escape into a cadence-laden protocol of what they call music. And remember, in the cadence of the music, the mind is taken to a state which it can no longer effectively and reasonably intellectually evaluate what's going on.
It puts you into a mesmerized state where it keeps hitting you so fast.
It flows right into your subconscious. That's right. And here's another little trick. Deep bass hertz frequencies actually stimulate the reproductive hormones in the body. They know this. Those deep bass notes in rock music will stimulate hormones among young kids, and they get high on it. It's a high to be, I guess the word is horny, but that's what it does. It makes them want to have sex. And there's no restraint anymore, as you know. They can get condoms by simply walking into any Planned Parenthood center. So, yeah, kids are having sex at 12, 13, 10, 9. We know that. The control is incredible. The battle is for you good parents out there to somehow cut your kids off from this terrible monstrosity of virtual control.
But the churches say,
learn what it is to think again.
But the churches say, oh, let them watch the good programs. Well, and you know, I have to admit, my children probably get an hour of TV a week. They shouldn't even get that. And in the past, they got nothing. I don't know how it, like, snuck in. I guess other children come over, things like that happen. We've got to remove these things.
Well, and once I've had, and I'm sure you have, many parents tell me, you know, geez, we pulled the plug on the TV, and after a couple of days, my kids stopped screaming and complaining and throwing fits and began drawing, began reading, began talking to friends again.
Having a life.
A real life.
Folks,
getting
you're
out
only
of the
here,
Matrix.
You're only here once. This is the real world. A beautiful planet. Third planet orbiting a standard sun on the spiral arm of a galaxy. The sun sets. I mean, we live in a thin atmosphere on a huge asteroid.
Really?
I mean, there's huge plants and birds and creatures and humans walking around us. God's given us all this. And instead, you're playing some video game where you simulate millions of murders.
That's the Matrix. That's where they want the people to be. It's called total control, and they're doing it brilliantly. And one of the other aspects of it is how it is self-replicating and self-enforcing through peer pressure.
Well, that's right. Then they take the programming they get in TV land and video game land and come out and manifest it in the real world and then demand we join them in the brainwash system.
Correct.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals, or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209. Or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
We're the watchmen on the wall. We see the riders approaching, the four horsemen. Yes, the great illusion is upon us. Tell them, Jimmy.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
I can't get no relief. All right. All right, I know we got loaded phones. I'm going to go to you right now. I got the Lou Dobbs clip coming up. I want to talk about North American Union, everything with Jeff Rentz. But I don't talk enough about, because I've tuned out of it. Now, I do watch clips on the web people send me. I do sit there and watch it, but it's always scientific. I mean, I'm serious. Here at the office, let me see the clip. And I watch it, and I look at it, and I analyze it. And even if I'm watching something a few minutes, I catch myself slip into relaxation, into suspended disbelief. That is a dream state. This is admitted. Again, this is not our opinion. And you've got to be very careful. That's why our films are so powerful. We're using this medium with the truth, and it's devastating them. Please, go to Google Video, watch Terrorstorm for free. Get a DVD of it at InfoWars.com. Give it as a Christmas present, because you're not going to go to your friends and family and tell them, quit watching TV, off the bat and get them to quit. You teach them about the New World Order, they will reduce. Every couple of weeks I go see an actual film. I know it's for suspended disbelief. I know it's dangerous and it's a crutch. I should quit it. But again, I phased back to almost nothing, myself. It's funny. I'm on TV. I make films, but, I probably watch myself, and this is at work, 2-3 hours of TV a week analyzing small clips. And then for pleasure, I don't watch TV anymore. I've got cable to monitor it. Maybe once a month I might watch a movie on HBO with my wife, but it's in a locked cabinet. We open up, and if my children do watch something, it's an adult documentary on blue whales, but still they're bad after they're allowed to watch, 30 minutes of television. Your neighbors will look at you like you're crazy, but they don't understand this is a scientific tool. So use the tool, America Freedom to Fascism. You can get it for $19.95 at InfoWars.com. And then get Terror Storm for $9.95 with it. Do your Christmas shopping, folks, at InfoWars.com and make this broadcast possible. Give the gift of truth this holiday season or call toll-free to get the films, 888-253-3139. Our guest phone number, our guest website is Rentz.com. And you can listen to his show 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. It's an excellent news site. I get a lot of news and information from it daily. Let's cram Rob in Tennessee on, who's been holding patiently. You're on the air with Jeff Rentz. Go ahead.
Hi, Rob. I was just wondering, I have ADD, and I was wondering if that's a direct cause from this.
Well, ADD is itself made up. The psychiatrists don't have any evidence, but it is true that there's something underlying it, that the society has attention deficit disorder by the very neural pathways programmed in at young age. And studies show even moderate television watching by small children under the age of 5 during brain growth and neural pathway development that is set for life is massively retarded by television. Television brain damages small children. Jeff Rentz.
Diet, Ron. I don't know what your diet's like, but if you're eating processed chemical food, toxicity is a key factor in all of these personality disorders. Don't ever let anyone tell you otherwise. And taking a pill to try to mitigate the issue is not the answer. You need to go back to a wholesome diet, clean it up, purge your body of toxins, and watch what happens. Stop the sugar, stop the caffeine, stop the booze, stop whatever.
Hey, listen, a food should say organic, and there shouldn't be more than 10, 15 ingredients. You look at this stuff with 50, 20, 30 ingredients, you can't pronounce it. It's petrochemicals, right, Jeff?
Leave it on the shelf.
I mean, listen, I've gotten to the point now, and I'm not even Mr. Health, that if I eat something processed, I feel horrible. I get hangovers from it.
Well, you do. You're becoming toxic. You're poisoned.
Yeah, folks.